back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody to go to our website. Many of you have been kind enough to say you want to support Devil Radio and don't know how to do it. We have a link on our website, Support Devil Radio. Click on it. It gives you all the ideas and where you can support our station. We really appreciate it. And while you're at it, be sure to download the Devil Radio app or go to the Google or Apple stores and download that app. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go and listen to your favorite shows. Going back to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
I'm kind of worried about this infrastructure bill now with stuff going on in Afghanistan. The moderate wing of the Democratic Party and the progressives arguing over this, that, and the other thing, they need to just get something done and fast because, you know, they talk about, the moderates talk about the inflation being a factor. And the Republicans push that, even though their massive tax break in 17 didn't contribute at all, right? You know, and after all, I guess we can't do anything with the gold standard. That was done 50 years ago by Nixon. We're still talking about whether that did anything. Probably nothing, because he turned around and did wage and price freezes about a year later. But my whole point is, with what's going on in the world internationally, we have got to get this thing done and done quick. People will see results from it. And I think they'll see that it's a good thing. In other words, let's crawl before we walk and then really get the thing going after it's up and running.
Yeah, I think that's good. You know, we hit that pretty hard in the first hour, but let me just recap a little bit. Right now, the so-called hard infrastructure, which are roads, bridges, airports, water systems, and rural broadband, has passed the Senate 69-30. 19 Republicans voted for it. It's broad bipartisan support in the House too. So Nancy Pelosi was going to vote on it, and the progressives said, no, we first want to vote on the $3.5 trillion soft infrastructure, which deals with tuition, child care, elder care, anti-climate change or climate change corrective measures, which are important, and a number of other things. And that has no support in the Senate, but the Senate has voted on a budget resolution, a blueprint, so to speak, at the $3.5 trillion, although Schumer and Sinema have said, well, we don't necessarily agree with the full amount. We're going to argue about some of that later on. That's fine. Okay. Well, there's an impasse. The progressives won't vote for the bridges and roads until the other one passes. And then moderates came forward and said they're not going to vote for the tuition and the medical care until bridges and roads passes. So that's a standoff. And Pelosi went to both of them, couldn't get them to agree. And so then she said, well, I'm going to propose both of them at the same time. Progressive didn't like that. They want theirs to pass first. A Republican named Brian Fitzpatrick, who's a moderate, who heads up this working group of Democrats and Republicans who are moderates, try to get things done. He came forward and said, look, why don't we do this? Let's pass the roads and bridges first. If the progressives won't vote for it, Nancy Pelosi can still get a lot of Democrats to vote for it. Not everybody's in the squad or in the progressive caucus. So get as many as you can. Let's say 180 of your 220 or 190, and tell us how many Republican votes you need. And for that one, because 19 Republican senators went for it, I can get you those votes. We pass it. And then go ahead right away if you want and pass the $3.5 trillion on medical care and so forth and child care. And you're not going to get Republican votes, but then you pass that in the Democratic caucus. Nancy Pelosi hasn't responded to that. My view, and I think it's similar to Dick of Madison's, is let's get what we can right now, quick, before some elderly Democratic senator, God forbid, like a Bernie Sanders or Dianne Feinstein or somebody, passes away and the Republican appoints a successor. The Vermont governor, Bernie's governor, is a Republican. He's going to put in a Republican, and Muscle Mitch would be the majority leader. That's the end of everything. Gavin Newsom in California is subject to recall. The latest poll shows that he could be recalled. 51% said in one of them they're going to recall him. The leading Republican is a guy named Larry Elder, a radio talk show host like a Rush Limbaugh, a right-wing nut, who said, slammed women a few years ago, said that the reason Democrats get more women than Republicans is because women don't understand economic and political issues. He said that right on the air, for Pete's sake. He also said minimum wage should be zero. People should be hungry and fight for jobs. And, you know, employers may get them at 90 cents an hour, $2 an hour, something like that. This is sick. This is a sick individual, by the way. He could be the governor. If he's the governor, and God forbid something happens to Dianne Feinstein, he'll put in a Republican. Moscow Mitch will be the majority leader. Now, a bird in the hand's worth two in the bush. A bird in the hand's worth two in the bush. Vote on the hard infrastructure that's already passed the Senate. Send it to Biden. He'll sign it immediately. It'll put millions of the trades and others to work, the unions. Union wages, union benefits, build roads, bridges, water systems, broadband. Nancy, round up everybody you can. A lot of progressives will vote for it. The squad won't. Handful of others won't. And they go to Fitzpatrick and say, okay, fork over 29 people. Do not go to Kevin McCarthy. He's no good. He's treacherous. Don't trust him as far as I can throw him. Get it done. John Boehner did this, Republican speaker. Moderate, when the Tea Party caucus and the right-wing nuts wouldn't go along with things like they wouldn't vote for Hurricane Sandy relief because that would have benefited New Jersey, which is a blue state up north. Democrats vote for hurricane relief in Texas and in Florida because we're all Americans. Ship that I served on with people from every state. Nobody said, are you from Wisconsin? You from Alabama? No. We stood watch together. We worked together. We went on liberty together. We were shipmates, you see. We're Americans. We're shipmates. We're on a ship. We're shipmates. So that's what you do. And she may have to take the Boehner approach. Say, I'll get everybody I can in my caucus, and I'll go to the other side and say, I need 17 votes, or whatever it is. And it has support because 19 Republican senators voted for it. If the squad and the rest of them insist that they want $3.5 trillion to pass first, you have moderates saying, no, we're not going to vote for it simply because we will vote for it, but we're not going to be held hostage. That has to break. Now, if the squad will break and say, okay, we'll vote for the one and then the other right away, like the next day or that afternoon, work that out. Work that out, Nancy. Work that out. You're a good speaker. Do it. Do it. Or tell the moderates, if you know, we're going to vote on the 3.5, the 3.5 trillion for childcare and tuition in the morning, in the afternoon we'll pass the other, get ironclad commitments. But if that's not going to fly with either one of them, get everybody you can for hard infrastructure, everybody, and then go to them and say, I want 17 ragamuffins or whatever you need. And get their votes just like Boehner did. Okay, I want to go to something. This is just incredible to me. The state of Texas, Governor Abbott has just tested positive for COVID. This is the anti-masker, the guy who has rammed through and insisted in the Republican courts that local school districts and others can't put in masking requirements. He has COVID. The dude has COVID. You know something? The day he announced it, Texas also requested 5 mortuary trailers from FEMA, the emergency management agency in the government, bracing for more COVID deaths. You know what mortuary trailers are? They're big semis. They're like refrigerators, and you put dead bodies in there. You throw them in. They had that in New York for a while at the very beginning. We didn't need mortuary trailers until the Delta variant came around. Delta variant came around, it spread through the unvaccinated, and Republican governors are anti-maskers and anti-vaxxers, and they oppose mask requirements. Voss opposes mask requirements. Evers puts it in. Republican courts say you can't do it. It has to have Voss's permission. He's the governor, isn't he? Well, no, he's not the governor. He didn't even run in 2018. Technically, I'm the governor, says Evers. Well, yeah, technically, but, you know, lame duck. And you're not, you don't have an attorney general, right? Voss is the attorney general. Well, not technically. I mean, he didn't run for it. Well, he technically is because of lame duck. The lame duck is they rammed through a bill that said Evers and Call did not win the election in November after Walker had lost. And the Republican Supreme Court said, that's cool. That's fine. That's fine. They tried that in North Carolina, by the way, and the court said baloney. So now Voss is governor and attorney general, even though he didn't vote for it. And he rejects masks. And so there are no masks. Evers can't put in a statewide mask requirement. Well, in Texas, five mortuary trailers for dead people, five of them. And the governor has COVID. And he continues to oppose masks, continues to oppose them. You know how many people are in Texas? 29 million. Is there a bigger state? Yeah. California is like 33 million, 35 million. But 29 million is a lot of people. You know how many ICU beds they still have in the whole state of 29 million? A couple of hundred. A couple of hundred ICU beds, intensive care unit beds, in a state of 29 million people. This variant is going through, the Delta variant, like a knife through butter. It can also now infect people who are vaccinated, but they won't die. They won't go on ventilators. They may be asymptomatic and they won't suffer very much. You have to be vaccinated, but they'll still be carriers. And nobody under 12 has been vaccinated, nobody. They hang around kids. They can infect them. The kids are going to schools that don't have a mask mandate because the governor who has COVID said, I don't want mask mandates, but I do want mortuary trailers. This is a sick, it's a sick government down there. The people of Texas are good people. They're Americans. The Republican Party in Texas is simply sick. So are the Republican governors and the Republican legislators who oppose masks, oppose vaccines, won't get vaccines, and are spreading communicable diseases. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.